India's mobile app ecosystem is absolutely on fire right now. We're talking about a period of unprecedented expansion, with a massive influx of new users joining digital platforms every single month.
That surge does suggest the promise of a thriving local technology economy, but a detailed analysis of the data reveals a more complex reality.
Exactly. The core thesis here is that even though the user base is growing rapidly, the financial rewards, well, they are disproportionately captured by international companies rather than our own domestic developers.
That dynamic fundamentally reshapes how we see the future of the Indian app market. It highlights a significant disconnect between user adoption and economic value retention.
Historically, we knew the Indian smartphone market was heavily influenced by gaming applications, didn't we?
Yes, those apps often relied on local payment integrations and partnerships, which allowed domestic players to capture some value.
However, the landscape is shifting dramatically now.
The current growth is being driven primarily by non-gaming applications. Specifically, we are seeing streaming services and artificial intelligence take the lead.
Streaming platforms are becoming a staple of daily life, offering entertainment that caters to diverse regional languages and cultural preferences.
Simultaneously, AI-powered tools are integrating into everyday productivity, ranging from grammar checkers to image generation and voice assistants.
These categories are not merely growing in volume, they are evolving into essential utilities for users.
The integration of AI features allows for more personalized experiences, which keeps users engaged within global ecosystems.
While these applications are built on infrastructure that supports the local user base, the underlying technology and revenue models often favor the companies that own the core platforms.
A critical issue emerging from this boom is the disparity in spending and revenue distribution.
India's spending per user lags significantly behind global peers, particularly in the United States and Western Europe.
This gap is often attributed to varying income levels and economic structures within the region.
However, the financial implications are profound.
When users in India download a popular streaming or AI-based app, the transaction often funnels revenue back to headquarters in Silicon Valley or other global hubs.
This phenomenon is known as the leakage of digital value.
While the apps are consumed locally, the monetization strategies, such as subscription models and in-app purchases, are frequently tied to international pricing structures.
Consequently, local startups struggle to capture market share in the high-value segments of the economy.
They are often relegated to the free tier of the ecosystem, providing data and user engagement that global giants monetize elsewhere.
This creates a challenging environment for indigenous innovation, where the tools needed to build successful businesses are owned by competitors from abroad.
Artificial intelligence represents a double-edged sword, driving this market evolution.
On one hand, AI tools are making applications more accessible and useful, bridging the gap between low-income users and premium digital services.
On the other hand, the development of these sophisticated models requires immense computational resources and data, which are predominantly controlled by a few large hyperscalers.
As AI becomes more integrated into non-gaming apps, the dependency on foreign technology stacks increases.
For the Indian tech industry, this presents both a challenge and an opportunity.
The challenge lies in breaking the monopoly of global platforms that capture most of the gains.
The opportunity lies in building a robust domestic infrastructure that can support local innovation.
If local developers can create AI models that run efficiently on local hardware and utilize local data, they could potentially retain more value within the country.
However, this requires significant investment in research, infrastructure, and policy support.
As India continues to lead in digital adoption, the conversation must shift from mere user acquisition to value retention.
The current trajectory shows that while the market is booming, the economic benefits are not evenly distributed.
For the Indian tech sector to truly thrive, there needs to be a concerted effort to diversify revenue streams and reduce reliance on foreign platforms.
Policymakers, investors, and local innovators must collaborate to build an ecosystem where the growth of the user base translates directly into sustainable growth for local businesses.
Only then can India's app market be considered truly self-sustaining, rather than just a massive distribution point for global giants.
The path forward requires a strategic pivot to ensure that the digital surge benefits the local economy, transforming user growth into tangible wealth creation for domestic stakeholders.